And we are back here once again with another episode of the Iron Man Podcast, episode 423 with Mr. Matt Barr once again. So this is going to be his second appearance. And if you want to go, you know, check out his first appearance on the show, go and check out the first appearance. As I always say, with anybody that's had a second appearance, you're going to get the origin story and you're going to get, you know, how much he loves black people and how much he loves Barack Obama and why he voted for Joe Biden, right?
What the fuck? I think that's a different guy.
Oh, God.
You know what, though? To be honest with you, I did vote for Obama the first time.
I think everyone did. The speeches got us too hard. The
speeches and and it was just, I was tired of like legacy candidacies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I was like, I don't want another fucking Bush in there. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want another fucking Clinton in there. I just wanted somebody else, somebody who I felt was smarter than me in the office for once. And fucking Hillary Clinton just felt like a fucking snake bitch.
The fact that she's still salty about losing to Trump back then, it's every day she posts about it. She's like, but dude, I won. It's not.
Oh, see, God. It's like, so she's able to like protest her election. But like, if anybody like says anything about the Biden election, Oh shit. Treason. Sedition. You fucking scumbag. You know, deplorable. Like,
I swear no one cared about Electoral College until she brought that shit up. I legit forgot what that even was. Because, you know, in school they would tell us that shit, but I would forget in school because school's irrelevant after you get out of high school. I feel like school literally is a waste of time. The more you think about it, like, as you get older, it's like, fuck,
there's
what
pockets,
did I really do there?
I mean, public high school, public school is like it is what you get out of it. But there are like giant pockets of uselessness that could like that are like quicksand. You know what I mean? That could suck you down. But I mean, I remember Electoral College and like how that kind of worked in a general way enough to like not know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know enough to be like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit I don't know or that I don't remember, you know. But I feel like the Electoral College was something that allowed the whole, all of the states to kind of have an equal vote in the election instead of public, where like it would be, the power would be condensed and centralized. You know what I mean? So it was like, you know, the four guys out farming have just as much right of what to say in the Electoral College as like 50 people in the inner city, you know. I mean, that's kind of like how it is, you know what I mean? So where it's like one state, like it's like sparse as fuck, they'll have like a decent number of electoral college points, and then another state, like, you know, that you would think that's like denser has a lower one.
Good. On Twitter, you know, Matt's always just clashing with people. It's just the thing he does. It's like
once I deleted Grand Theft Auto and put Twitter on my phone, that was it, dude.
I'd be believing the stuff he's saying too, and I'd be agreeing with him. It's like every you scroll down, it's like, oh, Matt's going at Tony again. I've been saying Tony's just fucking so.
That guy's a fucking retard, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, he already gave me a red flag when he said Phase 4 of the MCU was not that bad. And I was like, okay, so I know I can't trust your movie opinions, obviously.
Phase forward in the MCU?
Yeah, he said he didn't. Back in the day, before he became like Air July crazy, when I told you I had him on my original one-on-one, my main YouTube channel, he had told me that the Phase 4 of MCU at the time, which had only had like Shang-Chi, Black Widow, Eternals, he's like, yeah, it's not that bad. It's like, bro, you want a crack? If Marvel has a gun to your head, bro, you know, blink twice.
You fucking, yeah, who's paying you? You fucking plant. Who's paying you to say that shit, dude? That's where I'm just like, dude, I'm like, have you even fucking read a comic book? Because it's like he'll say something like that, and then he'll like come up with his comic book ideas that are like just clear swipes. You know, not even like changing the names, like Ace of Spades. Like, bro, there's already like several like Ace of Spades, Frogman. There's already a Frogman in Marvel. Like, if you just read like fucking past like 10 years ago, you know, or fucking Google it. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like you're just not Googling. And then his other thing was like, African American in Harlem with a samurai sword. So it was just like Afro samurai.
Mm-hmm.
It's like broke. Fuck, man. Like,
because
that's so blatant. Like, if you want to do something, like, fucking mash up several things. Like, you know.
Yeah.
He said ninjas and are original. Like, but like royal, ninjas, the royal
flush gang. It's like, what? Dude,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I was like. And then I saw the character design. I was like, is this a fucking troll? Like, I sometimes I'm wondering, I'm like, this guy's trolling. This guy's trolling so hard with, because some of the stuff is like AI artwork that he posts. Some of the stuff he posted was like, yeah, here's my guy Frogman. He's on his way to the temple. It was like a splash page from the comic. And like the frogs had noses. The frogs looked like they were drawn by somebody who was blind and was like being described what a frog looked like.
Mm-hmm.
None of the perspective lines, like, it was just fucking whack, dude. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. He keeps saying like he's all this stuff, but he never like produces anything that's worth the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer. You're a writer, really? Show me something you've written. And he like sent me a link to his blog. I was like, from like 2019 or something, or 2009, 2000. I was like, and it was like written by Tony Gamer so and so on the website of Gaming Gamer Tony. You know what I mean? It was just like, bro, like, are you seriously sending me a fucking archive blog entry as your writing fucking credentials? I was like, this guy's trolling, man. I don't know what the fucking, I don't know what to think about this guy. I don't know. First, he's a shithead. First of all,
anyone who uses a blog in 2024 or has anything related to a blog, you are outdated as fuck. Just
dude.
Because with Tony, you could have factor in his channel. The first video he made that really popped up was that Eric July video that he did when Isom dropped. Like, is the Ripaverse really worth? It was like Ripaverse or Rip Off Verse. I think that's where it was called.
Yeah, he's riding that fucking Eric July fucking crest of hate.
Yeah.
You know?
And he saw how much like people that he got from that, and how many like views and how much money he said he got. And it's like,
yeah,
that's when he just pivoted the entire thing. Cause he even had like community tab posts that I would get, that I would see on my own timeline. Like, how am I seeing this stuff? And then he would have captions like, what do you guys want to see out of the channel? More of Air July this or gaming streams and all. So it's like the core audience he had just became interested in him just bashing on Air July. And it's like, that's what happens when you do those kind of streams, is you have to just completely just do more of them. Otherwise the audience is not tuning in. It's just how it is.
It stops being fun because you're not really doing your own creating. Like, you're like watching other content to get your own content. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, how long are you going to be mad about somebody, you know, that doesn't even know you or is interacting with you at all?
Yeah. And what they've heard about you is insanely negative. So the chances are you're going to get blocked anyway, you know? And it's like, I just never want to people to see me as some like obsessed person with someone. Like, if I had a problem with someone on YouTube or like on Twitter, I may or may not ever make a video about it. I might make like one, but like that's it at the most. I'm not making like 2, 3, 4. It's like, that's just clearly there's some unhinged behavior right there.
Dude, you want to talk about multiple videos getting made? Let's talk about Liam Gray. That motherfucker has like at least 8 or 9 fucking videos.
I think you like broke that man.
With like me in the title of his fucking videos. It was like, this motherfucker is rebuilding his channel, just screaming about me about shit. It was like, dude, this is unhinged behavior.
How did you break that man?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's insane.
Like, the only video I've seen from that guy was the one where he admitted that he was the jealous artist that Eric was talking about in a live stream Eric was doing. It was like a 40-minute video of him saying he was the jealous artist or some shit. It was on his channel. Shit. And I was like, all right, I am never listening. This just sounds just pathetic. I'm just saying, like, there's a reason why men aren't men anymore. Videos like that make you sound really pathetic. If you're going to talk like that,
he sounds real sad, dude. He's had like the, what am I doing wrong? Why is Eric July succeeding and I'm failing fucking shit? And it was just like, what the fuck? Like, that's not some shit. Like maybe you think that, but like you don't say it on a stream. I don't know. It's just like he's supposedly he's out in the middle of nowhere and he's just using the internet as fucking therapy and as an escape. And it's just not good. It's just the lies. You know what I mean? And it's just me pushing him on the lies that he does. He'll like repeat shit that I say, but it's like first he showed up and was like, yeah, Matt Barr was involved in doing Vinny Tortamello's campaign, the pirate thing. Like he tried to blame me for Vinny's campaign and impersonating it. He tried to say that he told me to stay away from Ethan. Like he was giving me all this sage advice, like backstage and like on streams. And like, we had never fucking streamed before. You know what I mean? I was like, he was like, come on, man. I used to tell you not to do that. I mean, remember I used to tell you just stick to your work. And I was like, when did you say that? Like, fuck it. Like, you know, when we were streaming, it was like, we've never streamed. Show me one stream where we fucking were on together. You know what I mean? It's like, he just can't. I at first he'll say he has a screenshot of something. And then he fucking says he doesn't, that he doesn't want to email somebody and get it. It's just like fucking like, it's ridiculous, dude. It's just like, I can't even keep up. And like, at first I was like kind of upset about it. Like, man, what the fuck? Like, why does this guy keep making up shit? And then it was like, everybody was like, well, he's always making up shit about everybody. Like, he's making up shit about Irene. He's getting fucking shitty with Camel Moon. He's getting shitty with Von Klaus. You know, it's just like
Ball Gargler, as I call him on Twitter.
Oh, you talking about Von Monster, the Von Castle guy, the tearing the trenches?
Von Ballsucker, yeah.
Oh my god. Whose balls are he sucking?
He sucks off everyone. Anyone that believes anything that Ethan says, he sucks off. That's all he does. And I'm like, bro, you are an NPC. I had that guy on my show before. One time. He's like a pretty level-headed guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
like
a pretty level-headed guy. I mean,
and he just started spurging out. I'm like, what the
Ethan's
fuck?
A fucking, Ethan is a fucking, Ethan is, you know, you gotta watch out. Sometimes, you know, you haven't gotten bitten and you don't know. So it's just a matter of time before. As long as you keep your distance. I think Von Klaus is doing all right, but yeah, I don't know. I got no beef with him. I don't know. Yeah, he's a super Ethan fan.
There's all that. I remember there was that one stream.
What the fuck ever, bro?
There was that stream you were on with Dark Gift, the one that everyone's been talking about, the Dillard one, the one where you're talking about Ethan about the call that you made to him. God, that show went just off on every rail possible.
Every different, yeah, dude.
Everyone's different beasts were like just clashing. It's like it's my
rails
turn.
Were like fucking Indiana Jones and the fucking Temple of Doom. Remember at the end where like that's the rails that this show.
You're like going at John Malin. And then you're having your battle with Ethan. So like, I missed that part about you and John Malin. What was, have you always had a problem with John, or that's just a recent thing?
No, it's just kind of like been a slow build up to like a fuck you. And then it was just like, I was just fuck it. Like,
because your personalities just clash. You just don't have any chemistry on stream.
Yeah. He's real passive aggressive. I found him to be super passive aggressive. That's all.
Okay.
And it just didn't really clash well with me. And I was just saying some shit on Twitter. I don't know. I was like saying shit on Twitter, just like whatever I wanted. And then he was getting upset because I wasn't like going after him when we were on Ethan's show together. Right. So it's like, I clearly like don't like him. Like I clearly like joke on him and shit. But half of it is like, he should be able to handle it because he's the coach, right? He's like, hey, man, we're all thick skin. So it's like, I'm just like throwing jokes and fucking jabs at him on Twitter. And it's like, and he's not replying to him, right? But then like, you know, he's also like being shitty on streams. So there's like this weird shit going on. And he could say he doesn't believe it or it was going on, but it definitely fucking was. And, yeah, then he decided to come on that show that night, and I was just fucking sitting there. I think I was just like working.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just sitting there fucking drawing and trying to get a job done. And he came on and was like, yeah, it sounds like the slums. You guys were all mad at me. First, he started like, I'm mad at everybody. You guys are all mad at me. I'm going to put a little bit of mail-in in each of you tonight. Mm-hmm. And that was just like, get the fuck out of here, bro. And so, like, of course, he, like, came right at me first. And then that was it. Like, he never went to, like, anybody else or, like, tried to bring up anybody else's, like, fucking comments. Like, we went fucking, like, pretty hard. It was fun.
Like,
I'm not going to lie. It was fun. I was having fun.
I'll say, yeah.
Where, like, I fucked up, you know what I mean? Where I was like, I said career. And then he was like, what do you mean career? And I was like, I didn't say career. I don't know. I was fucking high as shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're in the fucking middle. You know what I mean? Sometimes you like say something and you're like, you fuck up, right? But then now I'm like, yeah, actually that was the right word to fucking say, like his fucking YouTube career. But because I was like, I didn't say career. And he was like, yes, you did. And I was like, oh yeah, I did say career. Fuck. That's the only fucking like fucking shot that I felt like I took. So, everything else was just him like fucking screaming. And I was the one who called him a fucking crybaby first. Like, I was like, man, you sound like a fucking crybaby. And so it was like, then he fucking took that and fucking started throwing that back at me, screeching at me with that. And it was like, oh my God, bro. Like, this fucking baby. And so then I was like, what is your fucking problem? He was like, you're different on streams than you are on Twitter. Like, you'll be a shithead on Twitter to somebody. And then you'll be really nice to them on streams. Like, that suddenly became his fucking problem with me. Was I'm mean on Twitter, but I'm nice on streams. Right? And so he was like, yo, let me get a show of hands from everybody on the panel. Like, who else has seen this behavior? Nobody knew what he was fucking talking about, dude. Nobody in the chat knew he was fucking talking about. And so he was just like sitting there like, oh, okay. So nobody's seen it. Are you sure? Nobody's seen it. Come on now, be honest. Nobody's seen it, right? And then what happens? Fucking, he's floundering, dude. He's like stuttering. He's fucked up. Ethan hops on. Ethan is like, hey, everybody, how's it going? And he's like, Malin asks him the same question. Does Matt fucking fuck around on Twitter and then is nice to the person online? And Ethan's like, no. So it's like Ethan then showed up and fucking backed me up, not realizing it. You know what I mean? It was just like, yeah, dude, I'm like, I'm not doing this behavior. And it's like, we're not cool. Like, I don't act cool with him on streams. Like, I get a little combative with him. But like, the only times we're ever together is on Ethan's stream. And, like, that's not the place where, like, I'm going to start fights. Yeah. Right? Because Ethan is like, everybody be chill. So it's like, I'm not going to go on there and just start fucking throwing blows or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause I think, the problem is like his, cause I think the whole Cecil John thing that happened on like Anna's channel or whatever.
Yeah. He was already sensitive to that.
Yeah. Right
before that, he had the Phil thing where he got shitty with Phil. It was just like, back the fuck up. Like, this isn't like, you know, you're, I don't know what he was doing. He
was like, I think making the runs really broke through
all the channels being shitty to everybody. And it was like,
tweet that really broke him. It was like, Ed Piskor like literally just died. And he was like, hey, do I have to blow my brains out for these other grown men and notice me? And it's like, cause we're like, his stance on the Jack show was like, well, I'm not talking shit about them, but it's like, John, come on, let's not do that. Yes, you have been. Like, yes, you have.
Was he talking about who? Ed?
He was talking about FNT and Geeks and Gamers. He said, well, I've been talking about that. And Mercy supported the Ethan, but Ethan said I was. Well, we know Ethan was. John wasn't really doing it like on streams. He was doing it on Twitter. Does that not count? Like, he wrote like paragraphs about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I've seen them. I can go through and look for them. I know he has. It's like, he said, well, I've been talking shit about them. It's like, come on. It's like, let's not do that. Yeah. Like, what the hell? You know?
Come on.
So I'll ask you, do you think out of principle that if this happened, that Shy to talk about it? even though Gary already did, like Gary had said, none of them should be canceled from going to an event. But they had mentioned, well, it was only brought up when Anna did it. It was like, but that was a coincidence at the time because they were planning to go to Vegas, which I went to that event with them in Vegas.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. You know, I was like, look, man, I'm,
you
I'm
know,
talking to white
these guys,
here.
These grown men, Malin and Ethan and Shane, these are grown men and they have their own platforms and they're constantly saying that it's nobody's fucking right to tell them what to do on their platforms. Right? Build your own platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell me who and what to say and what to cover on my fucking channels and on my platform. Sounds like it's fucking same way with them. FNT has no fucking, they have no desire to fucking cover your shit. Especially if Ethan is like, talk some shit to him.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Ethan.
And if you're saying that John is doing some shit, I mean, I'll take your word for it. You know what I mean? But we definitely know that Ethan was like talking some shit and then blamed it on the, you know, the edibles or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, in my head, it's like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's your bridge to burn. I don't know these people.
Yeah, because it's not even just like Ethan. It's like the fans do it constantly. It's like a 24/7, 7 day a week, 365 days a year.
It's not as involved with FNT.
Yeah, yeah,
bro. Anything Comicsgate, they're not going to be fucking, they're not going to want to touch at all. They're not going to fucking want to like cover, especially if like the way that Ethan was covering as calling him a fucking sex pest and getting people fired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably had a fucking stream chat meeting and like, hey guys, should we talk about that fucking Comicsgate? And like, all they needed was a couple of people like, fuck no. Fuck that shit. Anything hashtag Comicsgate? I'm not talking about it. Canceled from a con? Get the fuck out of here, dude. No, we're not talking about it.
I know you've talked to Ethan. Or how he talks about like fighting culture war because they're making comic books, which I think I think in my opinion it's still like I don't think you're really doing anything by making a comic book fighting a culture war. Because now he talks about like giving the money to the corporations. Like John and Shane, I've also talked very similar about that stuff, and they're like grasping at the freaking knees or, you know, grasping at straws just to get into a con from a mainstream, right?
I mean, I don't know what happened with that con. There's like different stories. There's like, again, it goes from like emails saying one thing where they broke the contract. There's no subletting or something. They agreed to the two people. Then they saw on the flyer that there was going to be three, and that like triggered something. Maybe I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's a private place. It's not like a fucking, you know, federal building that they're getting kicked out of. Like, it's like, you might as well like be mad that like you got kicked out of fucking Red Lobster because you showed up with eight people and you made reservations for fucking three. You know, I mean, it's like they're gonna be like, no, you can't come in with eight people because we made a table for four. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's a bad analogy, but you know, it's the people's decision to like have whatever SOPs. But then they said that they called them, and that turns into like a phone call, which like doesn't have a record unless you're Phil or PTP and you record it. Right, unless you're one of those guys, you know,
allegedly
shit.
In Minecraft,
allegedly,
he did it.
In Minecraft, people were fucking recording shit, but you know, that wasn't recorded, so
that's like never crossed my mind to do any of that stuff. You know, people say, oh, keep your recordings. I've never recorded anything private with people on here or whenever I leave the show. That's never even crossed my mind to even do that. I don't know why. You know,
of all those people at the top, all those people who were like getting kind of like, If they got fucked over by that con. But all of those people have been like in a position that were like, yeah, man, that's not my problem. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, man. That con doesn't seem like it's my problem.
Yeah, well, it's
doesn't seem like it's a lot of people's problems. It seems like
it's the whole begging for acceptance thing. It's like, these people talk about, like, we don't need the mainstream, we do our own thing. Why do you need to go to their con then? If that's so true, you know?
I mean, you know, there's a little bit. I'm not opposed to putting up a table right across from fucking Marvel in DC and just fucking having a kegger.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking dope.
Yeah.
You know, but that didn't happen. So, I mean, I would fucking hit up smaller cons. I would hit up cons that would welcome ComicsGate and turn it, you know, and turn those fucking cons out.
They could rent a building like FNT did for Vegas. Like, I know out of that triple threat variant campaign they did, they have enough money to rent a building. Renting a building for a couple days, I think it would be the worst thing ever.
No, you know? It wouldn't. I mean, they're smaller cons. You know, there was a Comic-Con in Myrtle Beach called XCon. Mm-hmm. That went around. I don't know if it's still going on, but that was fun. And it was by the beach. Mm-hmm. And like, you turn that into a fucking, like, hey, we're going to have Ethan. We're going to have Malin. We're going to have Shane. Mm-hmm. I mean, you turn that small con into a fucking Comic-Con, ComicsGate Comic-Con, you know, Cancel Con, fucking call it Cancel Con. You know what I mean? You've already sold that shit out. You fucking blow it out. Everybody will show up. Then fucking hit a couple of other small ones. I don't know. Like, you know, go grassroots with it. Mm-hmm. That's one option. I'm just spitballing.
Yeah, it's one of those things where,
like, I plan on tabling. Yeah. I plan on tabling with Rock and Roll Ninja, but I'm like not going to hit the big ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit the smaller ones, you know, the smaller cons. And just because
Shane mentioned, well, there's no comic book YouTubers that are talking about that situation, and I told him on Twitter, he never responds to me because he knew I destroy what he'd be saying. Because, like, I told him, hey, real life, this is how real life goes. Let's say you're up with your wife and your kids. If something's happening with someone else, like you just said earlier, that's not my problem. I'm gonna drive away. Why do I have to care if that happens though? Why am I obligated to care about that? I'm not here to fight everyone's battle. Like, it feels like for someone like him, everyone has to fight the same battle he's fighting. It's like, dude, people don't care. There's not enough people in the world that'll care enough about that. I'm just saying, like, John De La Rose covered it. He covered it for, you know, John Malin too. It's not like that, not good enough. It's like he wants other people to just start fighting for him. And it's like, I don't really know why you deserve that.
Agreed. That's why I was like, fucking like, with fucking Cecil, I was like agreeing with him, like everything he was saying. I was just like, oh yeah. Somebody was like, yo man, did you see this clip about Cecil? And I was like, no. And they were like, he sounds like you. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I like listened to it and it was like, holy shit. You know, like, yeah, like fucking the whole wife thing was fucking weird and fucking Malin crying about the con was fucking white knighting, like asking for some white knights to step forward and fucking carry his banner for him, you know? It's like, it was kind of gay. It was kind of gay. Yeah. And yo, then I saw a fucking, I don't know, this fucking article better be a fucking joke, but like somebody compared John Malin to Rosa Parks. Bruh, I read that. I was like, okay, for real?
It
was
like the Mary Sue.
like it was like Rosa Parks being arrested in Montgomery, Alabama in 1954. John Malin fought against the oppressed of, you know what I mean? And it was just like, what the fuck? Like, what, you know, fuck it. Like Nelson Mandela in prison for 30 years. In South Africa, John Malin fought against the culture war. You know what I mean? It's like, who else are we going to compare John to? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just funny. It was, I don't know. How are you canceled? You know what I mean? It's like, you guys aren't canceled. You know? It's
just ridiculous. That's the thing is, he went to go buy a press pass. And he was allowed to be at the event until whatever security situation happened with him. And then it got resolved and he was still allowed to be there. It's like, that's not what canceled is. Like, canceled, it's like you literally have no access to be there at
no all. Access, nowhere to go, no way to get work. You know what I mean? It's like you're fucked. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not sure what you're going to do. I would even say Ethan definitely knows what fucking, you know, just like working fucking 20 plus years in an industry and then suddenly getting fucking cold shouldered by the new generation of editors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of fucked up. That's kind of fucking gnarly, mm-hmm. you know, but, I don't know. They're not canceled. They have platforms, dude. They have huge platforms. They've got shows. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm like counting their fucking money, but it's like they have fucking dope fucking campaigns. They're making the money. They fucking have, they put in the work and have, you know, channels that have thousands of fucking views. So it's like, you're not really canceled.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I don't get where that comes from.
Playing the victim card. You're like playing the victim card. Yeah. And then the Rosa Parks is like some kind of weird fucking race card getting thrown down. Like, what?
Oh, God.
Fucking, you're so white, you don't have eyebrows, dude. You're like a Harkonnen. Like, what the fuck are you throwing that fucking card down for?
Why is Comics Gate just filled with all this stuff? It's just absolutely just hilarious some days. Every day something new is getting posted.
Dude, people are saying this is the wildest moment in CG in the longest time. Just shit is going wild. Mm-hmm. Maybe because of the Mandy stuff, mm-hmm. the new CG stuff, the new people. You know what I mean? It's just... you know,
I was surprised that we gave Riley and Mint that much attention outside of the Eric stuff, which they needed to be. Well, Riley, he needed to be shitted on for that because that was just fucking stupid. Like Mint is I don't know. I don't get the attraction.
That's why
some dudes, nerd dudes do that. Someone like Mint, who is completely overrated as hell, will be overrated by nerd guys. They'll give her money.
I don't like the she kind of like plays the autistic card, but then also flashes her tits. And it's very fucking awkward, dude. It's very, it's cringe as shit. Cause it's just like, well, which way are you going? Like, are you a whore or are you fucking, you know, some kind of special ed kid, you know, that we need to like clap for your fucking dog shit art? It's like she'll finger paint something and everybody's supposed to clap. Because she's autistic, but then she'll also have her fucking tits hanging out. And then when it's like time to promote stuff, she's like promoting like dildos and sticking Cyberfrog toys in her ass and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's fucking where we're going. You know what I mean? We were getting rid of the Poulters. Preston Poulter, get the fuck out of here. You know? Vic King, holy fuck, get the fuck out of here. Get
He randomly just resurfaced and people were like,
yo,
you see that?
Yeah.
I saw a tweet and I was like, hey man, it's been confirmed. You are a map. I can't say that word on Twitch. You are a map person. I think you should get the fuck off. Just saying, I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, hey, you're not well liked. And then you have Dick Masterson comes up. Hey, are commissions open? Oh,
dude. Oh, hell. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just fucked up.
Why would you accept a commission from that guy? Blows my mind. No, he should be canceled. He was touching because 14-year-old he collects kids.
It. He's a fucking map enthusiast artist. Map artist enthusiast. Is that the right word? Is that the right?
What is he like? Thanos trying to collect fucking infinity gems?
I don't know, man.
People, what the hell?
I don't know what the deal is, but like when he finds them online, he'll like try to get artwork off of them.
It's just so weird.
It is weird. So I don't know, man. That's CG now. I don't know. Whatever.
Like, I'll ask you, what do you think about that Dillard and Yellow Flash deal? The whole like 40% thing he's gonna get and the whole like marketing side of talking about Yellow Flash. I understand what he was saying to EBS. He's going for basically
Dillard.
I think he's basically going high risk, high reward. And Flash has a big audience, guys. Flash has like a 440K subscribers or some shit like that. That easily is going to pull in. I'm just to be honest with you guys. That's easily going to do 100K. I'm sorry. Trump 3PO doesn't even have 100K subscribers, and his campaign did like 110.
Yeah.
Like, he's how much pull these guys have? He has a lot of pull.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine. Dillard is like, he does other work.
Yeah.
I hang out with him. So it's like, he's doing other work, and I've seen this Flash book. He's not complaining. You know what I mean? He's not destitute. You know, he's not making fucking ramen noodles for his fucking family. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like,
hey, yo, I used to love
talking doing his shit. He's doing his thing. He's a dealer. Yeah, I'm drawing everything I want. So it's like, he's taking his time, professional time. So he's not being stupid about it. Like, I know he's turning out the pages. So he's like doing the pages, while Yellow Flash has a much broader fucking scope of influence, is selling it and fucking Carnival barking it. You know what I mean? He's like that fucking guy out there fucking like trying to sell it, you know? So, and he's going to get 40% off of that? That's fucking dope.
Yeah.
If he's happy with it, if Dillard is happy with it, and fucking Yellow Flash is happy with it,
that's all that matters.
That's all we need to fucking worry about.
Yeah, you know? That's it. I mean, if he wanted to take the high risk, high reward job, go ahead. Most people, let's be honest, most people would have just took the safe job. And it's the same. I don't know why Ethan always leaves this out. Yellow Flash literally said on Twitter, people could believe him if they don't want to. It's up to you. He literally said, I offered him money. He legit told me no. There's nothing else you can do after that. Like, there's literally nothing else you can do after that. He said it repeatedly, too. I've offered him money. He just didn't take it.
Okay. There you go.
He really just believes in the art.
Dillard's got something else. Dillard has some other plans, you know? He's still wearing a white hat, a little fucking white Panama hat and shit on fucking stream. So it's like, he's fine, dude. I'm not worried. I think that's a fucking nothing burger. I think it's just like something Ethan's like, Ethan thinks it's a fucking scab that he could pick at. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it is.
It's just not. And that's also a nothing burger. I get it. He doesn't like Yellow Flash, whatever. But it's like, I'm pretty sure Dill's a grown man. He can make his own decisions. He's fine. He's been doing this for a long time, you know?
Well, yeah, he was like, Ethan was like, oh, you own 40%? And it's like, yeah, he's like, oh, so he could do another book and you don't do it? You could refuse to do it and he'll still have to pay you? I mean, he was like setting up some weird, like, mind fucking exercises that were just like dog shit. Like, hey, if you were like a total scumbag and you did this, what would this? It's like, well, first off, I wouldn't like refuse to do the second issue. You know what I mean? That was Dillard's like thing was like, well, why wouldn't I want to do the second issue? Like, of course I would want to do it. Like, that's fucking crazy. You know, that was something that was kind of funny.
Well, I mean, he also mentioned this in his comment to Ethan was that this happens a lot in independent comics where people do work and it's unpaid for. Is that a thing that really happens? Like, people do work that they don't get paid for?
Some people have fucking tried to pull that with me and I was just like, nah, I'm good. It's very carny. I always felt like the comic book industry, especially the indie comics, was very like carny vibe to it. Like, hey, I'll pay you this much, but if the book is a hit, like I'll pay you this much extra. And it was just like, it always came out to just like bullshit. You know what I mean? And it was like, not even really like my story. You know what I mean? So I just stayed away from it and like, just fuck was like, not even thought about it. Because the money was kind of bad for the time to put into it. It just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, do I do, like, some weird-ass fucking... Like, I was working on some comic book called FUBAR, and it was, like, a World War II zombie book.
Oh. Sounds kind of cool.
And, it was pretty cool. And they were like, yeah, man, like, we're putting it together, but, like, nobody's getting paid on it. But like, we're going to have it on Kickstarter. And I was like, all right, you know, that sounds cool. And then I saw it on Kickstarter and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's like raised like 15K. And I was like, how do I not get a piece of that? And so I was like, yeah, I'm not fucking with this. So I didn't fuck with it. So I just did storyboards and shit like that. And then I was, you know, sitting in the office listening to fucking your boy Zach. And when he made the comment of like, yeah, I need somebody to like draw for me or draw with me. And so that's when I emailed him. And then we collaborated. I fucking love collaborating, dude. Like, fuck work for hire. Like, fuck that shit, dude. Like, hey man, will you draw me these like 12 pages? Like, nah, I don't want
sequential
to.
Art that probably takes like at least 6 hours, 68 like, hours to do.
Yeah. Here's my script. There's 8 panels on this page. I'm just like, oh, fuck it. Come on, man. I'd rather just stick to my stuff. It's just easier in the long run, you know? Yeah. And it's like, at this point, like, I'd rather just, like, spend the time. Like, if I'm going to sit here at my desk and draw, like, it's going to be my shit, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And then there's the other thing that happened today was, like, there's apparently some new gay pride flag. I'm sitting here going, like, these people are just...
Holy God, bro. That fucking flag. I don't care about the gayness and all the fucking like puppet fucking and whatever. You know what I mean? The transgenders, all that stuff, mm-hmm. like whatever. I think it's fucking weird, but that's besides the point. But like that flag was horrendous on the design level.
That just looks like just
pure design level, like looking at it.
Yeah.
Fucking eyesore. You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's irritating. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking irritates your eyes. The colors that are like next mm-hmm. to each other, next to shapes. It's like mm-hmm. this hodgepodge of colors that are just like, it's kind of triggering because none of it makes sense. You know, like they had a fucking rainbow flag. Boom, boom, yeah. boom, boom, boom. There's your fucking colors. Maybe fucking yeah. yellow meant this. Mm-hmm. Maybe yellow meant that. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Color covers everybody. Yep. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that was the gist of it. No, now you gotta add this. Now you gotta fucking add an umbrella shape mm-hmm. behind a triangle over a fucking another circle with mm-hmm. a rainbow behind. Like, bro, come on. Do you have it? Can you pull it up?
That'd yeah, I have it right here.
Dude.
Yeah, I got it right here. Bring it's ugly. It's actually God fucking disgusting. Damn. Like, if I was a gay person, I'd be like, man, this is dog shit. But then dude, again,
Queer Eye, was it Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? They have all these, Jesus fucking Christ. They have all of these fucking, all of these gay people talking about how fucking good they are at designing. Oh, there's my baby right there. They have all these, Jesus fuck. They have all these. That's kind of what it looked like. It looked like that. Oh, look at that. It turns into a swastika. It's like, yeah, that's dirty.
Oh, God. There is no plan to fix anything because the plan was to destroy everything. That's so true. That is so true. The slippery slope. Let us get married. Yeah. Bake our cake.
We're down there.
Oh, this shit. Fucker. The devil's been working overtime. Oh, the comments are like, you think being gay is a sin? Oh, my God. Can't wait.
Oh,
can't
Patricia. Wait. Patricia. Oh,
God. Shit. Yeah,
that's a fucking horrible design. For years, gay people have been saying how good they are with design, with fashion, mm-hmm. with interior design, and then this is the fucking flag that we're getting from them.
Shit. Because I don't know if your kids are homeschooled, but do you homeschool your kids? Because public school has been
crazy. Right now they're young enough that they're just like, you know, preschool in it. You know what I mean? They're like,
okay, yeah.
But we're going to homeschool them though, because
you don't trust the public school system in your state.
No, not really. There's also an academy too. There's a couple of like private academies in the mm-hmm. area that like, you know, get some of that rock and roll ninja movie money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My kids go to private yeah. school.
Yeah. Have you not seen all those kids recently? They've been doing all this like protesting, all the whole Palestine shit. Anytime you ask them like free Palestine, they're like, you like from what? They never answer because they're just stupid. They talked to that one girl, remember? They're like, why are you doing this? And she couldn't give a straight answer at all. It was like, bro, this is the reason why women shouldn't have opinions, as I've been saying on Twitter.
Women should. I mean, they should. There's some stuff I want to know about, but like I saw a clip of a guy just trying to get to class and he couldn't. Because there were several women in his way.
Yeah.
Several, like, they had the, they didn't have, like, the burka bag. They had, like, a hijabi bobby thingy. Mm-hmm. You know, the yeah. little, like, checkerboard shit.
Mm-hmm.
They had that. And they wouldn't let him into the fucking school. Security guards standing right there. Like, hey, like, these so people useless. Are blocking my shit. Like, I can't yeah. get into the school. This school is being blocked. And mm-hmm. just start fucking swinging. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you do at that moment? You know?
Yeah. I don't know what I do.
Now they're starting to yeah. clash. I see that they're starting to clash. So mm-hmm. it's like, well, that's kind of dumb. Like mm-hmm. pro Israelis and pro Palestinians are fighting now. Like, I don't know. Maybe just get it out of their systems. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Let them go at it.
you had like some people saying like, why do I care about Palestine? And then they always get bombarded with like, you don't care about us getting genocided. And it's like, there's other races that are getting genocided right now that you also don't care about. It's like, why are we grandstanding for this one? Like, what is so important about these people, you know?
No, I don't like people like paragliding into music festivals and shooting up, you know, innocent people who are just there dancing. So there's a lot of back and forth. I'm not completely like a Zionist or anything, but, you know, there was some back and forth. And I think there was a lot of offers made to create a peaceful solution. And the Palestinians kept backing away. So I think this is just like the fucking fuck it moment. Like Israel is just like, fuck it. Like I'm tired of dealing with these fucking rats. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of dealing with these fucking tunnel rat assholes. You know, so they're just like, if you're not Hamas, you should leave. If you're Hamas. It's like Tombstone. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like Tombstone. Like, yo, I see a red sash. I'm you're fucking dead. Like that's the point that Israel got. Israel got fucking wider. You know what I mean? Where they were just like, fuck it. I see anybody wearing a fucking Habibi Bobby thing on their heads. That's it. They were fucking getting clipped. You're in a tunnel. We're going to fucking cave it in on you. It's they were fucking pissed, dude.
Well, at least you don't live in New York City, because New York City is just straight hell. I don't know how anyone lives there. I think they said like 100,000 people left that city just last year.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, they had
some reports. Rent has gone down?
No.
Fuck. Rent was insane when I lived there, dude. It was
really bonkers. You lived in New York?
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
For a while, dude. For a while. God.
Like
back in the 90s. Back in the 90s.
So, I mean, imagine now it's way different, because how much was rent back then? Like, you would probably had like a studio apartment probably, right?
Yeah. I had a studio apartment over this magic store. I think it was called Mystical. It was a magic store. Mm-hmm. And like, it was tiny as shit, dude. Like the size of my office is about the size of that apartment.
Oh my God.
Right? And like, I could like come in and get in the tub and turn on the TV and sit in my tub and watch TV. Like, I didn't have a shower. I just had like this giant fucking tub. And then when I went into the bathroom, my knees would be sticking out of the bathroom because the bathroom was so small. So I couldn't close the door. It was very tiny. Like, it was like, I didn't spend a lot of time at home anyways. I mean, when I say home, you know what I mean? I didn't spend a lot of time there anyways. It was like school out and about, home crash, school out and about, home crash. And that was like $900. That was $900.
Yeah. $900 for that?
Yeah, dude. It was, and it was rickety. It was a fucking creepy asshole building. It was on 9th Street between 1st and 2nd. Then I lived in Stuyvesant Town, and it was like, it's like white, they call it the White People Projects, because it's like these like, it looks like project buildings, but the apartments are like really nice, spacious, hardwood floor, like three bedroom apartments, right? And like the waiting list is like a decade to get one of these apartments.
Because so you're probably getting it on the cheaper end than other parts of the city, too. Because people know, City of Manhattan, up before San Diego was crowned this, the City of Manhattan, as you know, was like the most expensive city in the world to live. Yeah. City of Manhattan, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That means like rent is probably like $2,000 for like a one-bedroom apartment, maybe more.
Yeah, so like the apartment that I had in Stuyvesant, I was like subletting it from a guy. Like I didn't have to wait. Like he was like, hey, I'm moving out of town, but like I'd like to keep a hold of this apartment. Can you like stay in the apartment? You know, and I was like, yeah, sure. And so I like, you know, rented the apartment from him, and it was like $1,000, you know. And then but I had my uncle, I remember my uncle like telling me, I was like, holy shit, he lived in Gramercy Park, which is like a private park in New York City, in Manhattan. It's like a private park. You have to have a key to get in. And he lived on Gramercy Park East, like the building that had these fucking, como se dice, these like knights in it and shit, right? I like lived there for a couple months. And that rent was like $3,000 a month, dude. Mm-hmm. And that was for a 2-bedroom apartment. And like my bedroom in that apartment was like just bigger than a walk-in closet. Like my bed like folded up into a fucking...
I just don't get how people do it.
Whatchamacallit. It's, you're just there, dude, to fucking like... You're there because you want something that bad. Mm-hmm. Like I was like so fucking into the art thing and was like so like, yeah, like I'm going to draw comics. I'm going to SVA, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? That I was like, I don't give a shit. You know, I'm sleeping on a couch now. Okay. You know, or I have to work. Yeah. I mean, it ends up not being so bad. You know, it starts to level out. You know, you get like a kind of a, you get a job waiting tables, you know, so you get like, you know, a decent waiting tables job in Manhattan. You can get $150 a night. So you kind of see that, you know, your rent, you can get your rent in a week. You know what I mean? It's not so bad.
Yeah. Because I imagine if you also live there, the jobs that are, you get at least a good paying job, they pay a lot of money, but fucking hell. Imagine $3,000 is gone in rent. That's not even utilities included. Utilities would probably put you like at least $4,000.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, but my uncle was like a law firm manager, you know, and his partner was an antiques dealer for executives, like an antique dealer and gift purchaser for executives. Like, I guess like executives buy each other pens and like stupid shit for each other, but they don't pick it out. They just have their people pick it out. So they like, they would call him. So he was like, I don't know. The apartment looked like a museum. Like there was all these like insane fucking antiques and shit everywhere. Oh shit! You're going
for it. I know you also appear on a Dark Gift channel. How long have you known Dark Gift actually?
Kind of since I started Comicsgate. About maybe 3 years ago.
Because he's been here for like 7 years. He said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if anything goes wrong in the slums, like if you say something to someone, then he gets blamed for it. After I told him. Anytime it happens on panel shows, whenever someone has an argument, they always put it back on the person who runs the show. That's it. You're always blamed.
If I'm on his show, sometimes he's like said, calm down, and I've quieted down. Mm-hmm. Like I've been on there fighting with somebody, and he's been like, you know, hey, chill out. And I, you know, it's Dark Gift, you know?
Yeah. Whenever I give Dark Gift respect, says like, calm down. Like, yeah. I just try to give respect to the person's like, show. Yeah. But
I like him. Yeah, he's going to be on in an hour at 10 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Lord. I don't get how you stay up that long. Good Lord. Because like for your time right now, it's like 10, almost 9 for you. When Dark Gift goes on, it's almost 1 in the morning. I have no idea how you do it.
It comes on at 1? I think it comes on
at 10, like 10,
10 o'clock.
10 yeah, 10 30? My time is like, what, like 1 for you, actually?
No, it's coming on 10 for me. It's coming on at 10:30 my time.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hell.
So it's coming on in an hour for you.
Okay. Good Lord. Can't wait to see what kind of CG bloodbath is going over there because
it could be nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There are some nights you people watch where it's just Mike Miller there and you just talking, actually.
I really do just kind of reflect what a kind of energy is getting thrown my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you're fucking chill, then I'm going to be chill. If you want to fucking talk dumb shit on the internet, like I'll talk dumb shit on the internet. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Same shit I was talking to. My wife would like come into the room. Like, see, when the streaming isn't so bad. My wife has never come in and been like, who the fuck are you talking to? She's never said that. But like, I used to play Grand Theft Auto online and she would come into the room and like,
Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah, just GTA Online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That has survived so long. The fans of GTA are so passionate.
It's so good. It is so good.
Did you get into the whole role-playing thing?
I mean, not really. Other than just, like, I mean, I have the same guy that when that game came out, Yeah, I was there like midnight, like getting that game, you know. Yeah. So I was like sitting there playing the, the, like, you remember, like, you couldn't get online for the first month.
Remember that?
Like,
yeah,
play the story. So I was like playing the story and was like fucking grinding as soon as online started. So I've been on there for a while, but yeah, I'm ready for the new one.
Grand Theft Auto 6? Yeah.
Cause there's some mechanics that, like, cause I played it the other night. And there's just like some mechanics that I'm just like, oh, there's no prone.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of things that just like you would like to see. But then I was like, holy shit, there's cats. And there's dogs running around and shit. And like my helicopter chewed up some fucking seagulls at one point. I was like, oh shit.
Because for Grand Theft Auto 6, I remember they dropped the trailer for it. And you know, every Grand Theft Auto game, ever since I've been alive, it's always caused controversy just because of the nature of the game. But those games have never inspired people to go around and shoot people. I don't know where that even comes from. Games don't do that. If you're going to do that, the game has done nothing. That person's already mentally deranged. They're just going to do that because they want to. I don't know why.
If anything, it does the opposite.
Yeah. Because if you're doing a video game, you're like, oh, I can just take it on this fucking black guy.
Shit, man. I mean, it's like, you know, are you out on the streets? Knocking heads, or are you fucking high on your couch playing Grand Theft Auto, knocking heads? You know what I mean? It's like, I'd much rather you be on your couch fucking playing Grand Theft Auto than, you know, actually fucking, you know, getting crazy out there.
Because my thing is like, man, San Andreas, whenever I had a PS2, I would go get the cheat codes from that whole Dow magazine that'll tell you the cheat codes and shit, all the soundtrack in San Andreas. For most of the Grand Theft Auto games, I just went around and just started shooting people. I didn't really play the story, honestly. I didn't really know the story there for a long time. I was like, there's a story San here. Andreas. I was just...
That was the kid where you could like beef up. You could beef yourself up and stuff. Yeah. Dude, that was dope. I would like it. That was like them really trying to do like a role-playing game. Part of it.
I like the cheat code where you just get a helicopter and you start launching missiles at people. I was like, bro,
yeah. Are you the code with the rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was parts of that game that were really cool, like the whole like gang taking over parts of the city.
That was
dope. Mm-hmm. That was super dope. And then you haven't seen that since. Mm-hmm. You know, you haven't seen like this.
It's been different
representation of you, of your like influence over the city. You know, that would be dope as shit. Like, we played a little bit online and we had like a whole crew and like we were doing, you know, heists and doing cargo and all that fun shit. But it, you know, it just like started to get a little old and new games came out and you know what I mean? You start kind of not doing shit.
Also, which games do you play now that you've been kind of interested in playing? Do you play like Helldivers or anything like that? Any new stuff that comes out?
I love Helldivers too.
Oh, gosh, I wish I could play it.
Democracy!
I don't have a PS5. Wait, hold on. I forgot to ask. Were you always a PlayStation or a Sony person?
Yeah, I've always been a PlayStation guy. I've always bought...
Not an Xbox at all? Never?
I had an Xbox once. Like, somebody like gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
You know, and
we always had PlayStation like growing up too. The only time I ever had a Microsoft or Xbox was a 360. I thought I liked the 360 more than the PS3. Mm-hmm. I liked the controller more, but that was the only time I ever chose.
Yeah, the controller was a little bit bigger. I was like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. There was some cool stuff like I got to play Halo. I got to play like Conflict, Desert Storm.
Yeah,
which was like a cool like four player. You know, you could put four controllers in. That was a pretty dope. You know, game, but yeah, mostly PlayStation. Nothing really. I'm definitely like older than you because like we played like Activision and fucking Commodore 64 and shit. That's how like how we were, and so we like I had a Nintendo, but then like I don't know, once I kind of got Nintendo, and then I kind of got in the age of like going outside and skating. Was like more fun, you know what I mean?
Cool, because goddamn, like freaking
girls like, were cooler than like Metroid. You know what I'm saying? Like the graphics just weren't enough to captivate us, you know. So it was like, this is fucking stupid. Let's go. But at one point, like we had maps for Zelda. You know what I mean? We were like graph paper. We were like, you know, making these little maps for Metroid and shit. And then I just stopped playing and stopped caring about the video games. And then I went over to somebody's house in Manhattan, and this motherfucker was rich. I'm talking Park Avenue rich. Like, we went to his house.
Oh, gosh.
We went to his apartment. His apartment was the fucking floor, dude. Like, there was a doorman that's, like, watching what floor you go to. You know what I mean? So it's like, you go to their floor, and it's like, I mean, there's like another door, but there's like no other doors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like that door opens and it's just like a fucking giant ass fucking apartment on Park Avenue. And he was like, come on, come back to my room. And I mean, I was just like, holy fuck, dude, this apartment is insane. He was like, come on, come back to my room. And we went back to his room and he had a fucking PlayStation. And it was just like, what is this? And he turned on and started playing Resident Evil. Dude, I was fucking hooked at that moment, dude. I was like, oh my God, the graphics. You know, even at that point, the graphics are like doo-doo now. Like Zelda, you know. Laura Croft looks like fucking Legos now. She looks like she looks like Minecraft. You know what I mean? But at the time, you're like, holy shit. But now it's like it's Helldiver 2. And yeah, man, fuck. That's pretty much it. It's Helldiver 2. I've been playing that Sifu a little bit. That like fucking kung fu game. That's kind of fun, but yeah, Helldivers 2 is getting good.
I remember the hype for video games and the midnight releases and all that stuff. Now everyone's focused on like the all that gay LGBTQ stuff just gets inserted so much, and it's like, dude, I don't like the conversation around games usually boils down to, well, dudes only just want to see hot girls, so they want to jerk off. And it's like, bro, like, what? No, I don't care. I'm just playing a game because I like the game.
We are playing like heightened reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like comic books are heightened reality. Like Mary Jane Watson is supposed to be fucking hot. She's supposed to be a fucking supermodel. She's supposed to be like fucking
every guy's dream.
Christy Brinkley. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking Christy Brinkley. I'm thinking Linda Evangelista. You know what I mean? I'm even thinking fucking the chick from the Resident Evil movies. What the fuck? Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
She was doing some modeling. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that's how hot like Mary Jane Watson is. And yeah, man, they just like depict her in the comic book. I mean, in the video game, like she's a fucking four.
Yeah.
Barely a fucking weird. You know what I mean? You're just like, what is this? A fucking guy? Like, who the fuck is this fucking chick? This ain't no supermodel.
I don't know why they're trying to make fat girls like attractive. I don't get it. I'll never get it.
I'm not playing video games to see fucking reality. I'm saying playing video games as a means to escape and fucking see like and experience something else, you know? If I want to see normal, ugly fucking people, I'll go to Walmart.
Yeah. You'll find plenty of them there, especially the black man. Girls.
God damn, dude. There's so many fucking that is the place to do some people watching. It is so fucked up there. I love it.
Al, last few things I'll ask you because I need to head out very soon.
I need to get another beer. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I know your book sold very well. Do you have any advice for anyone that's, you know, getting into it, trying to sell their book very well? Because, you know, certain campaigns don't do as well.
I don't, man. I wish I did because I'm kind of in the Dillard position, at least in that aspect. I'm in the Dillard position where I had a huge pusher. You know, I had your boy Zach fucking, you know, pushing the book, you know. All I could say for the art wise, man, is just like, be aware, be self-aware of the art, you know, like we're trying to compete against the big two, like look at your art and compare it to the big two. And, you know, are you there? 'Cause sometimes people will like launch a campaign and it's just kind of wonky. You know what I mean? The art's kind of wonky. The logo is kind of wonky. Like, it's just, I don't know.
They usually sometimes pick like happens. The worst pages to show off, actually.
Or it's like some weird concept. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say any details, but it's like, there's a couple of Kings campaigns that are like really hard to push.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Ethan was even like, man, these are, I can't get these to fucking get sold. Like I can't get backers to these fucking books. They suck. Mm. So
Lord, I mean, there's Vigilante's Creed. Heard that's doing well for Brett, you know.
For who?
For Brett, B.A. Turner.
Oh yeah.
He's good. He's out there doing his thing. I was like, hey man, just keep going. You know, that's all I tell him, man.
That's all you can do, you know, is just like, is build your platform. I mean, I know that sounds so fucking goofy, but just like keep mm-hmm. focusing on building like your own thing, and then you don't have to worry about what anybody else says. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, fuck John Malin, but like he is right. Like build your own platform, you know, just like build it, and then mm-hmm. and also be ready to take a hit, you know, and don't call it a cancellation, you know. Build your platform, and if you don't get into a fucking con, don't call it a fucking, you know, a cancellation. Just keep going. Keep building. Yeah. That's all.
And last thing I'll ask you is anything you got planned for yourself coming up for 2024? Anything we should let the audience know about?
I think Rambo is going to get released. Mm-hmm. Rambo First Kill is going to get put out, so that's going to be some more stuff that I did. And then the rest of the year is just going to be more working my ass off on the sequel to Rock and Roll Ninja.
Hell yeah, man.
Just hauling ass, dude. Filled but also the same party. Thanks for having me, dude.
Anytime. Last thing, got any shout outs you want to give to anyone in particular? Anything else you want to say before we head out?
No. Just shout out to the slums. You mm-hmm. know, shout out to the slumlords. Shout out to my people. Shout out to you, buddy. Thanks for having me on again.
Anytime. So, thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Iron Man Podcast, and we are going to be signing out, guys. Have a great day, everyone.